Listening 1. Speaker 1.
It's the little things he does for me that I think make him special. For example, one day last week, he dropped off an umbrella for me at work because he thought it might rain that evening and he didn't want me to get wet. That was so sweet. And he does that kind of considerate thing all the time. He's very romantic sometimes, too, you know, in the traditional sense, giving little gifts and so on.
Speaker 2.
My boyfriend has lots of great qualities. He's very good-looking, for a start, and he dresses well, too. I think the best thing about him is that he's very relaxed, unlike me. He doesn't get stressed about things. No matter what happens, he's the same. I wish I could be like that.
Speaker 3.
What do I like about my boyfriend? Oh, lots of things, really. He gets on so well with all my friends and family, and that makes life much more pleasant, I can tell you. He can mix with people so easily. I'm shy to begin with, and it takes me ages to feel comfortable with new people. But I just wish he could be a bit more romantic sometimes.
Speaker 4.
I like the fact that he always does what he says he will. Well, when he can, of course. That's important, you know, because who wants to be with someone who constantly lets you down? That's the best thing about him. So, yeah, I am very lucky, I suppose. Oh, and he's handsome too, which doesn't hurt. My friend thinks he looks like a male model.
Speaker 5. He makes me feel so special, especially when he writes me poems, telling me just how much he loves me or sends me flowers at work. I love all that stuff, and I text him little messages during the day too. He's pretty great all round, but sometimes he loses patience with me if I'm late, which I often am. Listening 1. Speaker 1.
It's the little things he does for me that I think make him special. For example, one day last week, he dropped off an umbrella for me at work because he thought it might rain that evening and he didn't want me to get wet. That was so sweet. And he does that kind of considerate thing all the time. He's very romantic sometimes, too, you know, in the traditional sense, giving little gifts and so on.
Speaker 2.
My boyfriend has lots of great qualities. He's very good-looking, for a start, and he dresses well, too. I think the best thing about him is that he's very relaxed, unlike me. He doesn't get stressed about things. No matter what happens, he's the same. I wish I could be like that.
Speaker 3.
What do I like about my boyfriend? Oh, lots of things, really. He gets on so well with all my friends and family, and that makes life much more pleasant, I can tell you. He can mix with people so easily. I'm shy to begin with, and it takes me ages to feel comfortable with new people. But I just wish he could be a bit more romantic sometimes.
Speaker 4.
I like the fact that he always does what he says he will. Well, when he can, of course. That's important, you know, because who wants to be with someone who constantly lets you down? That's the best thing about him. So, yeah, I am very lucky, I suppose. Oh, and he's handsome too, which doesn't hurt. My friend thinks he looks like a male model.
Speaker 5. He makes me feel so special, especially when he writes me poems, telling me just how much he loves me or sends me flowers at work. I love all that stuff, and I text him little messages during the day too. He's pretty great all round, but sometimes he loses patience with me if I'm late, which I often am. Listening 2.
Hi, everyone. My presentation today is on Beyoncé. As you know, I'm her biggest fan. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about all the usual things, because most of us know those. Instead, I'm going to tell you about some of the other things she's involved in, and for which she may be less well known. Since 2002, Beyoncé has worked with the drinks company Pepsi, and she's appeared in several of their adverts, along with other well-known pop stars. She's also worked with some famous fashion designers, promoting their perfumes. She brought out her own perfume in 2010, not long after she started to work with one of these designers. She's had deals with video games companies, for example, Nintendo, since 1999. In 2005, Beyoncé and her mother started a fashion company called The House of Darien. They gave it this name in honour of Beyoncé's grandmother, who has the surname Darien and is well known for making clothes. The collection includes everything from outerwear, like coats and jackets, to shoes and handbags, and was originally sold only in the US and Canada, but since 2010 has also been available in Brazil. Beyoncé also does a lot of work for various charities and has helped raise millions of dollars for good causes. After Hurricane Katrina in 2005, she set up a group with her friend and ex-band member Kelly Rowland to provide housing for all those who'd lost their homes in the hurricane in the area around the city of Houston, Texas, where she was born. This group then went on to work with other charities in the city, which provide food and clothing for those who need it, and it also provided help when Hurricane Ike struck the area 3 years later in 2008. More recently, in 2013, Beyoncé announced that she would be working on a special campaign called Chime for Change. The aim of this is to fight for women's and girls' rights all over the world, no matter where they are or how old they are, and allow them to make their voice heard. Now, as a mother herself, this is something she feels very strongly about. To raise money for this cause, Beyoncé took part in a concert alongside many other celebrities in London in June 2013. So that's a little more about Beyoncé. And
Listening 2.
Hi everyone! My presentation today is on Beyoncé. As you know, I'm her biggest fan. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about all the usual things, because most of us know those. Instead, I'm going to tell you about some of the other things she's involved in, and for which she may be less well known. Since 2002, Beyoncé has worked with the drinks company Pepsi, and she's appeared in several of their adverts, along with other well-known pop stars. She's also worked with some famous fashion designers, promoting their perfumes. She brought out her own perfume in 2010, not long after she started to work with one of these designers. She's had deals with video games companies, for example, Nintendo, since 1999. In 2005, Beyoncé and her mother started a fashion company called The House of Darien. They gave it this name in honour of Beyoncé's grandmother, who has the surname Darien and is well known for making clothes. The collection includes everything from outerwear, like coats and jackets, to shoes and handbags, and was originally sold only in the US and Canada, but since 2010 has also been available in Brazil. Beyoncé also does a lot of work for various charities and has helped raise millions of dollars for good causes. After Hurricane Katrina in 2005, she set up a group with her friend and ex-band member Kelly Rowland to provide housing for all those who'd lost their homes in the hurricane in the area around the city of Houston, Texas, where she was born. This group then went on to work with other charities in the city, which provide food and clothing for those who need it, and it also provided help when Hurricane Ike struck the area 3 years later in 2008. More recently, in 2013, Beyonce announced that she would be working on a special campaign called Chime for Change. The aim of this is to fight for women's and girls' rights all over the world, no matter where they are or how old they are, and allow them to make their voice heard. Now, as a mother herself, this is something she feels very strongly about. To raise money for this cause, Beyoncé took part in a concert alongside many other celebrities in London in June 2013. So that's a little more about Beyoncé.